The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Verisonics Podcast Network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt fuck you.
I'm ready to get shipped out.
Shipped out?
Yeah, to like another planet. Like, I'm like, honestly, if there is a colony, I was watching, they had this fucking new alien version. It's like a prequel for aliens. Right, where there's the,
another prequel for aliens?
Well, it's the one where the colony, right? Where the, it's actually like the story of the colony that they went up to go see why the fuck they weren't answering in the first alien.
So where does Prometheus play into this?
Don't know. See, again, I don't know if Prometheus is directly part of that alien line.
No, it's the first part of it.
You know,
Prometheus they created the place where they created humans. So you need to check out Prometheus again.
Okay, well, I haven't seen it.
Prometheus is where they go to that distant, remote planet, and I guess they're called the architects or the inventors or something they're called.
Uh-huh.
The engineers.
Right.
And they find the rocket ship that the guy was going there to kill all the aliens, because they created the aliens. They created the aliens.
The ones that pop out your chest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Sigourney Weaver.
They created them to hunt humans for something or something like that. Something along those lines. You got to watch Prometheus again. I forgot it, man. But that's the prequel. So when you're saying there's a prequel that's not as early as that prequel, it's like, that's not a prequel then.
So this was just the colony, right? So again, remember when in the first
Alien... Did they say prequel or did you say prequel?
They say it on the... in the.
Well, that's misleading.
Yeah. In the, what's the name? In the information intro description or whatever. But, and it was like, okay... I know it's fucked up, but it's always going to be weird to be the first people out there doing your thing. Like, it's going to be lonely. It's like fucking living in a fucking thousand town, you know, thousand people
town. That's not lonely. 1,000 people? Do you know 1,000 people? I don't.
Nigga, I don't want to live in a town with only 1,000 people.
Do you know 1,000 people?
Just think about his Facebook friends.
Right.
No, I don't even got 1,000 of them.
Do you know 100 people? Like, no, when I say no, I don't mean no. I mean, do you interact with 100 people?
No, I don't interact
with them. So that's 10 times more than the people, your number that you don't even interact with.
Why do you need
that
many people in your town?
What do you need? You need a million?
What's the smallest town you lived in, Fritz Reg? Because you come from villages, right?
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
In a sense, yeah.
I mean, so what's the smallest?
I don't know the exact number, but I'm sure where
hundreds.
When I live in Haiti, I kind of knew everybody around town. Yeah.
So I don't want to hear that. That's easy. Like, I lived in a town that when I was living in Northern California, when I first moved up there from SoCal, it was. I mean, I looked up the population the other day for the year I moved in. It was like 20-something thousand. And that was before I was...
And you knew 20,000 people?
No, but this is the thing. Like, it was one of those things. Out of the 20,000, right, it was literally almost...
19,000?
No, it was literally impossible, though, that you couldn't go to nowhere and not see somebody that you didn't know.
The pool was, yeah.
Like, it was always, you know, at the store or whatever. And the problem for me, especially, you know, when I came back in my high school years, is that in those small towns...
You couldn't cheat.
There's everybody's in everybody's business for sure. You know what I mean? Like, there's no anonymity at all. Like, there's nothing that you do that don't no one else know what's going on, especially if you're doing it with someone else. And if you're doing shit by yourself, sure, maybe. But the reality of it is, if you're doing something with anybody else, then someone else knows. And it's like a fucking wildfire. And I remember thinking back to SoCal and like, man, I didn't really care for SoCal, but then I really did like the anonymity of living in a town where nobody fucking knows who you are, right?
Sounds like somebody doing dirt. That don't sound... I mean, what, you don't want to know your neighbors? Do you know your neighbors right now?
Yeah.
You know them well?
Yep. Just got a text from my neighbor this morning.
Saying, keep your shit on your lawn?
No. She's actually cool. You know, she's a 70-year-old Jewish lady. We get along well.
Y'all kick it?
Yeah, we kick it. It is funny, though, because she puts up Christmas decorations during... you know, December.
To trick people, fit in?
I guess just fit in. You know what I mean?
To lie. So yeah. When she...
It threw me off the first couple of years I was there. I was like, what? I thought you were... And again, her being a woman.
Does she celebrate both? Like Hanukkah and...
I don't see none of the candles up. You know what I mean?
Ask her, does she feel like she's one of the 144?
Maybe. I'll ask her.
Because, I mean, you know.
I thought that was Jehovah's Witness that really care about that. The 144.
I know that
Jehovah's Witness aren't the ones that are saved, though. It's Jewish people, I thought.
I remember when.
Why would they keep tabs on somebody else getting saved?
That's why the.
I remember when the Hamas thing first jumped off, though, she was distraught. Hamas?
Oh, they said hummus.
No. What you mean, like she was scared for her life?
No. So like when it first, the occupation, and there was like fucking people, hostages and all of that shit, some of her folks over there were, you know.
Oh,
it was, yeah, she couldn't get a hold of people, and it was a big deal for her, for sure.
I thought she thought you were Palestinian.
No, and not me. If anything, I'm probably more Jewish than Palestinian.
Why would you say that?
Just because, you know.
The real Jew. He's
right,
back.
Right. Just, you know, Kyrie-ish. Yeah, shout out to Kyrie.
Real children of Israel.
So you're saying that if black people are actually from Israel, and you were from Israel, that you would think that you'd be more like the light-skinned people that are there than the brown-skinned people that are there?
That was originally living there. That was originally.
I just trying to get
there.
Your logic.
Like, we just call it Israel.
No. Not necessarily.
40 years ago, it was called something else.
And I guess if you're comparing it to the light skinned people of now, you know, descendants or what we call Jews, I was just saying,
factual, that we have to give it a complexion. There's lighter skinned Jewish people and browner skinned Palestinians. You think.
No.
That is, you're the lighter skinned one.
Nope, I'm just thinking without the skin color.
Yeah.
The chosen people, those ones, you know, the Jewish, the original Jews, and I don't know if those were light skinned, were they?
The black Hebrew Israelites.
Yeah.
Israelites.
Yeah.
You connect with them.
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit.
I can see you on the side of the road with a purple headdress on.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be too hot though for me. I don't fuck around with like that.
Come on, man, we can't be too hot for God.
No. I mean, but God knows he ain't gonna give you more than you can handle. And
why do you say that? Why do people say God knows my heart and God? So then why do anything?
To lack accountability.
Oh.
Well, stop. That's what all religion, at least the Christianity before the religion, is all about, right? There is no lack of accountability.
Yeah.
You could do whatever the fuck. Like we see it all the time, like on, you know, the shows like fucking The Sopranos or whatever. These motherfuckers are highly religious. These motherfuckers are going into churches and they're christening their kids and all of that. But then they're also chopping niggas up.
So why did Jesus die for some of our sins?
I thought it was all.
It was for all.
Then why are niggas in prison?
That's different. That's
law and order.
That's 13th Amendment.
So y'all just gonna just say whatever now.
I mean, that's 13th Amendment.
You didn't even take a chance to think about what I just said. You just came out with a diarrhea answer.
Because God ain't putting niggas in jail.
Yeah, that's not.
Whoa.
Rich white people are.
Whoa. What are we talking about here? So Jesus died for our sins, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that we wouldn't have to pay for them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And so if I commit a sin, Jesus died for it, mm-hmm. I still got to go to prison?
Yeah, because that's the physical world. Your spirit might be straight.
Well,
yeah.
Jesus died as a physical or as a spiritual?
It was both.
So then why do I only get the benefits of the
because Jesus is no longer there.
Because there's money.
He left. After 3 days.
Get it together. We're talking
he
about,
said peace. After he got up and said, I died for y'all.
We are not talking about spiritual. He's bled real blood.
Yeah, but he left after
for
that.
Me to not bleed blood.
But you have to
bleeding,
understand that.
You're just in jail.
But the prison system is not righteous.
Yeah.
It's not a righteous in establishment. It's not basic.
I saw a movie where the dude was like giving like the introduction speech, like the warden. He's like, it's only one other boss in this prison here. There's me and Jesus Christ.
Nah. See, again.
Wasn't it in life? Nah. Or something like that?
It might have been.
Now, don't go by my shotgun line.
Yeah. I think
there's only
been.
Two people in charge on this plantation here.
Shout out to the plantations of
life is a good movie, but why is it so long and why is it so sad? It's one of those favorites
life.
That you can't watch.
It's not.
It's heavy.
It's very heavy to be funny.
Yeah, because they got wrongly accused.
Yeah.
And spent their entire life in prison.
Right. You're like, in the beginning, you're laughing like, ha, 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 ha. And then it's like, what the fuck am I?
Right.
Again,
like, so sad.
I'm never a fan of those movies. Like, when I come for comedy, I want comedy. I don't hit me.
And how you going to give me Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence and then make it heavy?
Yeah, exactly. You see them two heavy hitters in fucking comedy, and you're like, this shit's going to be hilarious.
And then the guy who played Juana Man is in it?
Come on.
Like, what are we doing?
I forgot he was in there.
Oh, yeah.
He didn't want to get shot.
Yeah.
He was like,
he was
don't you run past that shotgun line.
He was done. Man. He was done.
Junior! Come on, Junior!
So, Jamie Mac, you said you wanted to get shipped out?
Yeah, because I'm
I can arrange that, bro.
But where's the colony at? Where's it going? Like, again,
I can't start it.
They say that we live in one earth, but there's multiple worlds.
Who's they friends? Here we go, that they shit. Who's they friends?
That sell the manifestation shit. They say that.
Oh, I'm trusting them.
They say that there's one earth, but inside of that one earth, there's multiple worlds. So you just gotta.
We're talking about dimensions?
On this earth?
From dimensions to creating your own reality.
Oh, you can't do that.
Why is the word dementia and dimension so close?
Because they really be in a different dimension.
Well, when you have dementia, right? When you have dementia, right? That's the thing, right? Like,
they be in different dimensions.
No, so, for real. So they talk about it a lot. Like,
who does? Who talks about it?
Well, the people that document death and all of this stuff, right? So towards the end of my dad's time on Earth, right, I think dementia was one of the things he was suffering from. And it was, there would be times where he would be talking to people that were not, I couldn't see.
Yeah.
But they had already passed on. And my mom had this book, and it was like the stages towards the end and what you can kind of expect and all this other stuff, right? And one of these things was, you know, there may be a time where they're kind of like half and half. They're half here, yep. They're half there. And there, I don't know where there is, right? It's the afterlife, right, or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like they're talking to people. They may have conversations or whatever with people that have already passed on that don't make any sense to you, but to them seem as real as you sitting in the same room. And that I saw that happen with my dad, right? And I was like, and he was talking to his sister, and I was like, And I'm like, well, I had read the book. So I'm like, I guess we're getting, let me look at, okay, page 40. So we're at stage 4. Like, we're already, like, this is the part where we're going downhill from here type of deal. But when I say people that have written books or do shit have said that's kind of the thing. Shit about death.
Did your dad go through things like where he was stuck at a specific timeline, like back in the daytime?
A little bit, because, again, like, his constant happy place.
Yeah, Zoom.
Was that Zoom song. And that was, you know, the Commodores. And we could play that all day, you know, fucking nonstop on repeat, and he would be good to go. And I guess it obviously took him back to a time.
I wonder if it was like when he got to the end of the song, he's like, and then the song started, he's like, oh, this is my jam.
Yeah,
So every single time he heard it as if it was the first time?
Yeah.
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 How did you ever end up on that? I know you were trying to determine whether you should go play along with it or you should, like, no, that's not what happened, Dad. How did you end up on that?
So it wasn't my first experience. So my ex-wife, her grandma had dementia towards the end of her life. And I saw the negative of what, like, so my ex-mother-in-law, I should say, she would be the corrector, right? She would be like, no, you know what I mean? Let me tell you what it is, you know what I mean? What the reality is, you're saying things that aren't real, this, that, and the other.
Yeah.
And all it did was cause anxiety or stress or whatever for the person who was misremembering, quote unquote, right? And it's like, well, what the fuck? This is what I see or what I'm going through. And now you're yelling at me or telling me that I'm wrong or this, that, and the other. And now I'm struggling with trying to figure out what between you, what you're saying is right and what I feel this. And I'm like, for what? For who? Like, who gives a shit? Like, whenever she would do that to me, let's go. Like, I'm here with you. Like, whatever we imagine in or whatever you're going through, I'm going to just jump in with you. And let's just, like, French Reggie.
It's like the same 10 times in the day.
Right, yeah. It's just like French Reggie on vacation. Like, I can just imagine whatever you're doing. Right. Like, let's do whatever you want to talk about. I'm just going to fall in line with it because, again, you're towards the ending of a lifespan, and it doesn't make any sense to me to stress you about some shit. Like, who am I proving right and wrong for to who? This is your fucking life. But I'm telling you, no, that's not what happened. This is, you're wrong, you're this, that, and the other. And now you're like, fuck, am I tripping?
Was your mother-in-law living with her?
Yeah.
As somebody that lives with them, they kind of have to keep correcting them because they? Yeah, because I'm doing it with my mom now.
But why do you have to then?
Because they do know they have something. It's just like they just don't know when they fucking up.
So when you correct them, it's how you correct them. You can't like be frustrated with them.
Right.
Like when my mom and I have a conversation and then she brings it up again, like I tell her like, oh yeah, we just talked about this. And then she recognized, oh, we did just talk about it. Because they can still kind of fight it in a sense, especially if they're taking their medications and right. things like that. And then so you kind of want to correct them. You may let it play out once or twice. But after the third or fourth time when it started to become like annoying to you, you kind of want to correct them so they can also recognize, because what they can do is they can build on patterns. So like at first, like when my mom was like really bad, we used to repeat the conversation. So she'd be like, hey, how you doing? I'm good. How was your day? Good, blah, blah. And then she'd be like, oh, hey, how you doing? Now after I can give her a look, now she'd be like, I know you told me you were good. But now she just asks another question. Right. That really means the same thing. But like she started to pick up like, because she just thinks like, oh, I got to have a conversation. I just saw you.
Right.
But, you know, so.
And it's, to me, you know.
When you live with them, you kind of have to create like a real routine. So it could be a.
And I think the difference is like what you said is about the frustration.
Yeah.
My ex-mother-in-law used to get real frustrated. Like, you know what I mean? And like yell at her and you know. And then that would cause the stress, right? Like, it's like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? You're
talking to me.
I don't remember what you're saying. You know what I mean? Like, you're telling me something that I can't recall or whatever, or what I am thinking you're telling me is wrong. And it's like, now I'm stressing to kind of figure out, like, where's what, right? Because you're putting that on it, right? It's that aggression that makes me, like, anxiety.
But I can imagine, though, for her, living with the mother-in-law, like, there's a certain level of sanity you have to maintain as well, though.
Well, yeah.
I mean, because I went to a baby shower few weeks ago,
right.
And black folks, man, I swear to God, I don't know why black people do stuff.
Let's go.
No, this isn't a coon train.
No, thing. No, I'm not.
It's a hotel train.
It's never a coon train.
It's a hotel train.
Why do you think it's necessary? It's not even respectful. Why do you think it's necessary to open every single gift in front of everyone? Like, stop everything.
Oh, no, you're not.
Go to the middle. And no, it happened 2 baby showers in a row.
Right.
Because my daughter had a baby shower and they did the same fucking thing. I went inside.
Oh, no, you open the gifts off to everybody.
No. They stopped the baby shower and then said, oh, this is from such and such, such. I just bring the bag over. Then they open it and they both look, oh, my God. Oh, yes, we need this because such and such, such. So an hour and a half later, they were still opening
that's
gifts,
what I'm
right?
Saying. That's why you don't.
And I'm thinking to myself, look at these faces they're making. And the guy, the dad of the baby, was right. Like, you could tell, he was like, oh, great, yeah. His smile didn't reach his eyes anymore. It got stuck in his lips.
Right.
He was like, oh, yeah, great, oh, yeah. And they're saying the right stuff. It sounds like it, but if you look at him, like, oh, he's dying on the inside. I can imagine that's what it's like for the daughter, because she's, you know, having to watch somebody open every single gift. And then talk about how excited they are about that gift.
Yeah. Right.
Even though there were already 7 of the exact same gift ideas a few minutes ago that they were so excited about and we really needed this.
Right.
You can't still need it because we got 6 more of them since then.
Nah.
So it can't be, oh, we really needed this. Now we have another one.
No, there's a whole thing, you know, there's a whole community out there for caregivers, right? Especially towards the end and especially with these.
Because that anxiety shit, it can even happen if you have a cool, that when they get angry and shit like that, that can happen no matter what.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's
those dimensions will send them to anger.
It's a weight.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That I don't think anybody can really understand as far as a day-to-day deal of caring for an adult. I know we've all done it, you know, except for French Reg, he's not a parent, but he's doing it now. But having taken care of a kid, right? Like, and you're like, okay, yeah. But I think what it is the expectations, right? Like, when you have a baby, you expect these things. You buy a puppy or a kitten or whatever, you expect to have these processes of what you're going, you know, have to do because they don't understand.
Yeah, this is making a face.
How the fuck do we go from kids to pets?
It's the same thing, though. It's all, I mean, because there's some people out there that don't have anything but pets, but it's the same thing. Like, if you're a good pet owner, if you have a puppy, there's going to be some fucking trials and tribulations that they're going through. Like, so again, I'm about to be a fucking kitten owner, right?
Why?
Because it's being abused at its location.
You gotta go?
No, nigga, I'm just gonna tell
you. How do you even find out about this?
Because my neighbor, right? So my neighbor has this kitten, and they got it till the dad told me the story. He works construction. They were doing a house. Cat rolled up on him. He brought it home. And he brought it home for his 2 little boys. His little boys are just wild. And they just are, I guess.
You just beat on the cat?
They do. They don't beat on them, but they grab them. You know, they do shit like.
Don't fuck with the cats that YouTube.
Right. But they like, they hold them like by the upside down. They do, you know what I mean? By like, they pick them up by the tail. You know what I mean? They do. They're just.
Is this a kitten?
A kitten.
Oh, so it's not able, because it's going to fuck them up.
Yeah. But at this point, it's really little, right? And then there's times where, you know, it's middle of the night and the cat or kitten is still outside. You know what I mean? And we live. You know, this is Georgia, and there's wild shit all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm like, you can't just leave this kitten out at night. There's just predators that come out here at night. Like, this thing will get fucked up. And, you know, if it's raining, sometimes they'll leave it outside, and I'll find it sleeping underneath my truck and shit. And I'm just like, you know what?
And when it's cold, he's going to climb up in your truck.
You're right. And then that's what—
crank it up and kill him.
I told my son about that. I said, that's a real thing. I've seen that.
It's happened to us before.
Yeah. I said, I've seen that. So I was like, well, you know, they don't understand the process, right? Like, they haven't, I don't think they've gotten any shots. You know, I had to cut some gnats, you know, some knots and shit out of it. Like, it rolled up on me, and I just picked it up, and its fur was clumped in different areas. And I was like, listen, this is not the way you take care of an animal, right? Like, this, I get that you guys wanted it for the boys or whatever, but the boys don't give a fuck. And I could see it in the parents' eyes. They were talking about getting rid of it, and that's how it came to me. And I was like, I'll take it, dude.
It's amazing how much you love cats and how much you hate black women. Let's drink to that. Let's drink to good Samaritans.
Hey, if the black women got a good cat, though.
Different kind of cat, but I feel you. It probably got some knots in it, though, too.
Nah, like, if that shit is a nappy dugout, I don't want none of that.
You gotta clean it up.
I don't want no nappy dugout.
Hold it upside
dugout.
Down.
Maybe that was part of it. Like, again, when it was described as a nappy dugout, I'm like, I don't want no nappy. And it goes back to, honestly, I think I was traumatized by Nina. I think I told the story.
Nina?
Yeah, the chick from Oakland.
You got to remind me who Nina is.
Wait, so Nina was my homeboy Mario's older sister. And she used to, you know, like, she was super aggressive.
She molested you?
A little bit. Like, she, but I was only like.
You already drank yours, Fridge?
Yeah.
Mac didn't drink his yet. He's about to go into his dark spaces.
So you got molested.
So, that's, so I was like, yeah, I was
never
about
told
11.
Us about this, I don't think.
I was like 11.
And she was like 13?
No, she's probably maybe like 14.
Is this pre-Maxilla or Maxilla's already in full effect?
Maxilla hadn't, I don't even know.
He hadn't come to Japan
yet.
Yeah,
I think he was still on the transport.
Okay.
and you know, I remember her taking me in the closet, like we were playing hide and something, right? You know, and she's like, hide with me. And next thing I know.
Hide that dick.
Yeah, she's just, you know, she's kissing on me and I'm, you know, I
kissing. How old was she?
She had to be at least 14.
And you were 11?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you made it sound like it was like.
Maybe I could have been
like
10.
26.
But again, I wasn't ready for the shit. She was from Oakland. So
she wasn't ready either.
No, she was ready. I think she's already fucking.
She wasn't ready. That's what she was trying it on you. She was practicing.
Nigga, she's already doing. She was
ready. She was nervous to try it with a boy at age. Right. She was, I'm going to try that 11-year-old.
Nah, yeah. So all I remember was her sticking my hand down her pants. So this is definitely for me. This is pre-puberty.
Oh, and had hair on it.
Yeah,
thick
hair.
Now I remember.
Thick hair, too. It was like, a, like, kind. And I was like, oh,
that's the good kind.
I was like, oh, what is this?
Yeah.
You know, and I can remember being a little nasty boy, you know, with girls my age. Like, my
right, so you're not a saint. Don't make it seem like you got molested.
No, but again, and I think this has always followed me. You can't come too hard for me because all I do is have fucking PTSD flashbacks.
Is like this about this interaction or something else?
This is with her, right? Yeah. She
came too hard?
No, she was coming hard for me.
Oh, like coming at you.
Right.
You meant like,
No, that's a guarantee.
What's a guarantee?
That you're going to come hard.
She did?
No. No, see, again, you're doing
it. Who is
it,
you?
So there's two, you're doing it.
Who is the you? Is it you, her, or is you some future chick?
Future chicks.
You can't just assume we know you meant future chicks.
Yeah, future chicks. So, because again, I didn't even fuck with her.
So nobody's ever came soft with you? My nigga, stop. What the fuck are we talking about?
It's always like a seizure.
Nah, not no seizures. Like, I ain't going to say I'm making bitches.
That Indian chick probably didn't even know you were fucking her.
You're probably right.
Come on, she didn't come hard.
She came soft, but she still came.
But you know what? That's the thing. That's why I developed other things besides just the Maxilla. You know what I mean?
To make them come or just,
like the popper?
No, not the popper. See, again, that's all part of Maxilla. You gotta have that tongue action too, though, right? You gotta work that. That's
that's the real guarantee.
You eat the ass too?
No.
Oh.
No.
I'm not gonna ask French.
Yeah, because again, I don't know. Do bitches come off the eating ass?
Why are you looking at me like that?
You're the three-time champion.
Like, bitch, I don't know. I mean, is that the way? Have you ever made a girl come by eating her ass?
I don't think it's necessarily the ass eating that make them came. I think it's just the whole thing.
So, I don't understand what you just said. So, let me ask you a question.
He doesn't know what he
is. Let me just ask you a question. Has a girl ever came while you were licking her ass?
Not strictly her ass, no.
Okay.
I've had a girl come during anal sex, though.
Sure.
Yeah.
I guess that makes more sense. There's nerve endings inside.
You can't say sure because you said you've never done it.
No, I know.
You said he doesn't like it.
No. I've never done it. So again, I think.
So you can't say sure.
No, because again, no, because.
Oh, you put the thumb in the butt.
Physically.
Is this future Mac too? If you do ever do it,
no, right. No, physically, right. There's scientifically, it's known to have nerve endings in there that fucking would allow that to happen. Yeah. I've watched enough porn.
I feel like if you got
Hold on, let me just keep going. And plus I've known people that by word of mouth where they're like, yo, this bitch likes it in the ass more than the fucking pussy. Like she's an ass like fiend.
Yeah, I never heard of that.
I have. And then I'm like, well, damn, if she likes it in the ass that much, it has to be, I mean, she has to be coming, right? Like it's not,
yeah,
you know what I mean? So, and that's real life.
I feel like if you got the nickname Maxilla, you got to at least have anal one time in your record.
That's the problem, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like.
You put a Godzilla in a.
Yeah.
I've talked about this, and it's. And then I think what it is that when it comes to anal, bitches are just as lazy, right? Like, they don't want to put the effort in like they do, like, the pussy. Like, all, like, virgins, when they have sex, right? Like, that shit's uncomfortable, right? It's not the greatest experience, right?
Why are you saying, like, you're making fun of them? Like, yeah, it's not the greatest. Like, we're talking about putting a dick in somebody's ass, and you're, like, so...
No, I'm just saying, like, when they first are de-virginized, right? When they first... That pussy first gets some dick, right? That first interaction where dick is like, oh, this might hurt a little bit, right? It's discomforting. It's not great. But that doesn't stop them from coming back. Like, but you try it one time, and you try to get the head, and like, oh, no, stop. And it's like, well, fuck. You don't even want to try that no more? Like, I mean, like, let's...
Are you jumping straight to the anal? Like...
I just can't believe he's never done it. You've been on Molly, and you've never done anal?
Yeah, like...
I don't believe this.
I feel like if you jump straight to the anal, like, you making out, and then, okay, now I'm going in the asshole... I can understand why they
what
got
scared. What was that, French? Were you shanking that bitch?
That's
like what you do in prison.
But that's
nigga.
How it feels like if you just go straight for the ass.
Is that how it feels?
No little foreplay. That's how it feels. Like,
what is ass foreplay?
just getting her soft. Getting her like
what?
Open up. You know, getting her relaxed.
Get
so her
what
muscles,
soft?
Well, her muscles don't contract.
And again, you're saying things, but I'm asking for details. Like,
I'm just saying,
what
just
do you do?
Get her
like,
soft,
general
nigga.
Foreplay. Just general foreplay, and then maybe even some fucking before that. You know?
Of course. Like, yeah. I've never started with fucking like, hey, let me just get the ass. Like,
okay.
There's never, how do you do that? Like, I don't know if that's a move, right? Like, you just go like, bend over.
It seemed like she was just like scared.
No, I mean, again, it's just like when it's like you try to put that pressure on, it's like,
anal foreplay is a muscle relaxer,
right? It's something like
the butt plug,
a lewd,
a who,
a lewd. Oh, he said butt plug, like
to what, stretch it or something,
yeah. So she put it on the day if she knows she's about to get anal.
That's true, that's for anal foreplay night. Right there, a butt plug.
Hmm.
I never thought about it, but French knows all the tricks.
He does. But he couldn't give me those specifics at first.
Well, that's it, though. That's
I know,
the one.
But that's what I'm saying at first.
But that's like playing. That's like, oh, I know I'm about to get fucked in the ass tonight, so she put it in early in the day. But if it's like y'all just
oh, she said that. Bro, I know that we don't need you to Jay Smooth this thing and say with a girl, but sometimes when you're talking, you got to put periods at the end of sentences and let us know this is a new sentence. That shit went too. That was too seamless and quick.
I feel you. That's a major pause.
Right. You got to definitely put a pause, literal and a figurative pause between that.
That is funny.
But so we're talking about all this, but it's just because you want to get shipped out.
Yeah.
You're not going nowhere, nigga.
No.
If
and
you
the reason,
go, you're the first.
And the reason why. So again, let me just get to the reason. I didn't even talk about the reason why I want to get shipped. This is why Fridge Ready keeps bringing it back, because he knows what I want to talk about.
Okay.
And it has nothing to do with this.
I believe this is all your fault.
But recently, there was a video that I had saw of Drake at a concert, right? Quote unquote. It was on TikTok where his DJ was playing Not Like Us. And he's like, what the fuck? You know, turking his earbuds out and is looking around like, what the fuck is going on? Like, why is this happening at my concert? You know what I mean? These niggas is shouting this, singing this shit to me at my own concert type of thing, right? And he's looking around. And it just the way that it looked, it was, you know, it was like a red hue on it. It looked, I was like, is that even Drake? Like, I mean, kind of looks like Drake with the beard and all like this. And I brought it up to French Reggie, and French Reggie's like, that's straight AI. And I knew it just by the actual situation. Like, what situation does a DJ that's right. in charge of this fucking, you know, the sound system go, you know what? I don't give a fuck.
I
want to
get fired today.
Right, like, I don't give a fuck about my career.
Known. Like, it would have been news that Drake got a concert.
I don't give a fuck. Maybe.
That's probably just old footage where something did happen.
Right.
Yeah. They used that to make it look like he was looking back, but it really was like a sound problem.
Right, right.
And it was a concert 10 years ago. Who knows how many years ago.
Yeah, and it just...
Drake doesn't really look like he's getting older, so...
It does. It just made me realize that with the amount of fake shit that you can see that looks real.
And this is why you want to get shipped off?
Yeah, because I just want to go somewhere else. Like, I'm tired of being around
that
shit.
They got that shit too over there. Ah.
Over there, where?
Wherever I get shipped to, like the new Mars, the new Earth.
Well,
Earth 2.
You'll be the first guy, so right. you decide what goes.
Yeah, come on, that's what I'm talking about. Let's just.
Oh,
let's
you
want to
be
that.
The first, the new planet?
I want to be a fucking founding father.
Research.
I want to be a founding father. I want to be a motherfucking tea partier, right? I want to be the nigga that creates the shit.
But you know, there's no coming back, right?
Okay.
Basically, with the technology we have now, if you get there, we're not getting you back.
Yeah.
Like, you're there.
Someone, I saw some shit there. What happened to the space shuttles? And I was like, we don't use those anymore, huh?
Space to do what?
I mean, there used to be a thing. Like they look like fucking jumbo jet planes, right? They would go up.
They're still there.
And they would go to space. When's the last time you seen a space shuttle landing?
SpaceX do them all the time.
Nah, they're not.
Isn't that what every single one is?
Nah, SpaceX is. So the space shuttle used to be strapped to the rocket.
Yeah.
That's not a thing anymore. They're just sending niggas up in rockets now. And then they come back in like old school fucking pods that land on some shit, right? It's not the fucking whole airplane thing that your space shuttle comes down and it lands fucking on a runway.
I guess they got tired of bitches exploding.
That's a whole thing. You heard that, right?
What?
About the motherfucking Challenger people being spotted all over the fucking country.
What do you mean? The people that died?
Yeah.
Oh, so like they're not really dead?
They're not really dead.
Neither. Oh, yeah. They like professors and shit?
Then the teacher and all of them motherfuckers. Like, and I'm like, well, so what
they
was
have different names, though?
Yeah.
No,
well, one of them did use the same fucking name.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, like, what would be the purpose of that? Faking a space shuttle.
I don't know. We got out of school that day, so I'm good.
I mean, I remember that whole thing. Like,
it was the Challenger.
Yeah, it was a Challenger space shuttle.
Yeah, we got out of school that day.
Yeah, because it was like on national television.
It was
like,
it was equal to 9/11.
Yes. Yeah.
That's how many times I saw that shit explode that day.
Yeah, it was a deal, and it, you know, the whole deal was like they were sending a teacher up, like, you know, some civilian.
Yeah, but how did you feel though? Were you really sad? I don't remember being super sad. I remember being like shocked, and I remember like, oh, that's terrible. But I don't remember being really sad. I don't know. Maybe I was too young.
I almost felt like, because I remember, I think it was middle school I was in, and I remember thinking, I mean, not that's what you get, but.
I didn't think that.
I said not that.
But that's what you led with.
No, I know, because it was...
I did feel like I was an asshole.
No, but it was more like, what do you expect? Like, I mean, like, this is part of the process.
I don't think anybody was expecting that.
This is part of the process, right? Like, this is a...
We've had so many successful ones before that. I don't think anybody's like, you know, this is going to be the one that explodes, right?
Well, but you have to understand, when you do all of this fucking shit that you're doing and, you know, launching shit up and you got fucking... You know, all this fucking fire and all this
just fuel.
Yeah,
shit.
I mean, there's a possibility that some of this shit fucking explodes at one point. I mean, there's been many a fucking rocket launching that's gone up and shot straight down to the, like, it's happened. Like,
when are the major ones after, like, you know, we got past the first few? When were the major ones that happened in your lifetime? There aren't a lot.
Not a lot. You're right. I mean, yeah. I know SpaceX.
Assume that I'm gonna die by going on the Challenger.
I would not have gotten on that.
I wouldn't have either, but gosh. I wouldn't have assumed that I was.
And see, and I just talked to myself right out of it because I just said it. Like,
if I get you talking long enough,
like, I'm like,
you'll argue against yourself and win.
Yeah.
If I let you talk long enough.
My dad used to hate that because he's like, it doesn't matter what anybody says. You just want to argue. And I'm like, no, I don't just want to argue. I just feel like there's always another side.
There is.
That can be argued.
So
let's talk about that. Like, let's just do that.
So if you have a founding father and a new planet,
just start over, bro. Yeah, just please. Just slow down and start over.
So if you are a founding father in a new planet, what are you going to do first?
I'm going to rule out racism. Like there's not going to be any racism.
You're going to rule out racism?
Yeah, you can't.
What if they're not even racist over there?
It's just you, nigga. What are you talking about? I already see right now, it'll be no dark-skinned women.
No, you can bring some dark-skinned women, for sure.
For what purpose?
Just some.
No, but for what purpose?
I mean, I don't want all dark-skinned. I want a potpourri of fucking people.
How are you going to use them? How are you going to use the dark-skinned women?
I mean, whatever.
You don't want them to have sex.
No, they can't. Oh, fuck
you. You don't want them to populate the new planet.
Yeah, for sure.
You don't want a bunch of newer dark-skinned women to choose from.
No, they don't have to fucking procreate with other, like, Reggies. Like, they can fucking...
So you're making a rule they have to procreate with
light-skinned
people?
They don't have to. It's just, like, whatever you choose. So like, then they're making... That's racism. Like, again...
You're racist.
No, I'm not. I'm an anyist.
Why can't you just say it?
Because I'm not.
You don't want any dark-skinned women coming to the new planet.
That's not true. That is not true. I'll fuck with dark-skinned... I saw this fucking...
Would you fuck them?
Yes.
What if there were no more light-skinned women?
You know what it is, too? And I think, again, this is all goes... Your childhood fucking fucks you up, right?
Just blame me. His childhood, he's a grown-ass man now.
No, but what are you talking about? Like, if you talk about
his behaviors.
If you go back to most people that whatever ideas or whatever shit that they have, it goes back to some shit that happened to them that they either witnessed or happened.
You can grow out of it. You can change. You can be like,
I don't know, man. I don't know, French. It's difficult.
Okay, well, so this is my thing. And maybe if I had examples... But so growing up, all the women in my family on my mom's side are darker. They were all
don't say it
and ruthless.
Come on, man, don't say it. We've explained
that though.
No. Definitely, they're very dominant. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're very dominant.
Yeah.
And they're really, and that's just not something I'm looking for. I don't want a chick that wants to be the fucking man. I don't. And it seems like to me, the darker you get, the more again. So maybe because what you've gone through as a dark skinned woman has trained you to be this way, to where you have to be a fucking raw, you know, type of chick, you know, about your shit. Gotcha. But that's not what I want. I don't want a raw type of chick. I need a chick that can be submissive, right? Like, and if you can't be as a, you know, dark skinned woman, you gotta be the fucking dominant fucking species, right? Because you're a fucking black girl magic wielding, you know, lightsaber holding bitch. Like, that's cool. Do that. But that's just not for me. If you want to, you know, compete with me about what, like, who's going to be fucking running the show, I'm not here for that.
So you're saying the darker the berry, the more in charge they want to be?
Yeah. So the more dominant the juice.
So you said one thing that I can understand, like, the way society treats them probably make them act that way.
Why do you feel like that, French? Why can you see that?
Well, because he said that. He's saying that the dark skinned women haven't had it the worst.
I'm saying, is he relating to that because he's darker skinned?
No, I think men have a different. I think a dark skinned man's plight versus a dark skinned woman's plight are two different things. Because with women, beauty is so important. So there's like.
So he's saying dark skinned dudes aren't good looking?
No, dark skinned dudes.
I thought he said dark skinned women aren't.
No, like, and that's what I'm saying.
You're saying the
because
is important.
Of what Jamie Mack's belief structure.
Oh.
People put dark-skinned women beauty at a lower totem pole, no matter what. Even if she is beautiful, they'll say, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're pretty, but for a black girl. They'll even, like, put it on like a...
It's like the alcohol. Right? That tastes good.
I would say dark-skinned dudes are kind of like that, too, though.
Yeah, but dude...
For a different reason.
But for dude, beauty is not as important as it is for women. No,
tall, dark, and handsome. What are you talking about? That's the whole
thing.
They're
not talking about black people. Dark white is what they mean. They mean like dark hair and like,
yeah.
They don't mean
Italians.
Black. Yeah, they don't mean Greek.
Yeah, they talk about those. But my thing is, you said something that I feel like if you're that type of nigga, she's gonna not be aggressive. If you're the type of nigga that she feels like, oh, okay, I can relax with this nigga, I don't think she's gonna be like that. Because I don't think girls really want to be that. I don't think girls really want to be that. They just end up have to be that because they're either single or they're dealing with a nigga that doesn't give them.
I saw a video today where
she
was exposing this dude in Walmart. Like, oh, so you're not going to pay for these groceries? Look, y'all, he got on brand new tennis shoes. They Nikes. He can spend $200 on Nikes, but he can't spend no money on my kid or whatever. And then the bitch actually says, we've been dating for 2 or 3 days now, and her bill was $400.
Oh, no. Those are people I don't even count.
What?
But, I don't even listen to those opinions.
But you said that you think that most women, so the women out here that are like, oh, I'm fucking, you know, I'm INDDNP, all of that shit, right? I'm Miss Independent. I'm fucking, mm-hmm. I'm doing my thing. I'm fucking a boss bitch. Mm-hmm. I'm this, that. They don't, they're just willing.
It's some light skinned wannabe boss bitches.
Yeah.
Who's that chick that I hate?
Oh, she
was in Insecure. Light skinned chick, Bine. Amanda,
yeah.
No, same thing with the what's her name or the chick that's on. You guys talked about her on the fucking NBA bitch.
On NBA bitch.
The light skinned chick that does the NBA.
Malika?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't seem to fucking.
She's mixed.
But.
And she had.
That's like
she's dating a white man.
And she had identity issues as a youngster.
Yeah. I don't think that she's willing. I don't think that. To your point, Reg, where you're saying, like, these women are just waiting for a guy that they can submit to. Get the fuck out of here. Like, all of a sudden, they're just like, oh, yeah, you're the one. Like, yeah, no. That's not it. How are you going to change that behavior, right? If this is who you are, right? If this is an identity that you built within yourself, right?
Yeah.
That you're fucking this boss bitch and nobody. The dude is not going to come in and change that.
This is what I'm saying. If you, this girl that built up this identity because you wanted to become partner at your law firm, or your dark skin chick life threw so many rocks at you, you build the show, whatever it is. If you're now dating and you actually want to build a relationship with that dude, if you really,
what dude?
Whatever dude she's dating, I'm saying if she's now dating this guy and she really liked this guy and this guy really liked her and this guy shows that, yo, with me, you can relax. You don't have to worry about this. And this guy showcased that through the way he moved. He is a man of his word. How he fucking her, so on and so forth. She's, as a woman, she's going to start relaxing. It may not happen.
So your advice, Reggie, is to deal with these women.
No. I'm not saying in return, because she's starting to date this guy, she's going to have to give him headaches. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying in general, if she's really about building a relationship with that dude, and that dude is really a man of his word.
You must not see all these threads about these bitches that say they're undateable, right? Like,
Let me finish. Now, there's some of these girls that fit this mold that would want to date a dude that they can still talk shit over because of the ego boost they get. But I'm not talking about those girls.
Well, it's not even
that.
I'm talking
about a girl that's a boss chick, but she really want to find love. She's going to know if she meets the right guy, she's going to be submissive.
So
I'm not talking about the ones that get the ego boost, so they purposely date an in shape nigga, or they only date the same type of nigga so they can feel like they got.
Well, no, they're not even looking at ain't shit niggas, right? But then niggas that are shit, right? They're like, well, hold up, how are shit are you, right? Like, are you getting 6 figures? You getting 7 figures? Like,
those girls are. I'm not even talking about those type of chicks. Those chicks got. They're like narcissists. Whatever that word is.
Narcissist.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. They're that to me, those type of
but
girls.
But that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So again, I think that there's a lot of...
But I don't think every girl that's like high earning or that's trying to do big career-wise fit that mold just because they have those check boxes. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Because there are wives that are in long, successful marriages that are also successful in their career and managing a group of men and blah, blah, blah.
Depends on when you catch them, right? Like, if you caught them ground floor, like, yeah, I mean, like, fucking Bitcoin in 2009, sure, great. You know what I mean? But
okay, I found this on the web for Bitcoin. Sorry. Check it out.
I don't know why that happened.
But fucking, you know, you trying to jump on some of that 2018 Bitcoin? Fuck that. She's not fucking feeling you, bro. Like, I've done all the work, right? Like, I've come this far without you. And I think that there's a definite movement where these women, especially those women, don't feel like a man is necessary.
Can I ask for your source of information? Like, where are you getting this from? Have you dated women like this, or are you just seen this?
No, I've seen it. Okay. Like, again, so in my family, I didn't date them.
So you don't have any personal experience?
No, I have personal, but I didn't date them.
Okay.
So I've seen them, for instance, like, you know, my mom comes from she's a youngest of 8 sisters. Out of the other 7 sisters, there are many that were very successful, right? And well off. And
there can't be many because there's only 7. So
there's many out of 7. I mean, shit.
So you mean a few?
So if you have 8, then many could be 6.
No, that'd be a few.
The few is only three, right?
Three or more.
So the process of what I saw was they were well-to-do, and they definitely, their men, they were in that, they were, maybe they were pioneers in that fucking, this whole I don't need a man thing. Because they that's how
your
I
family
felt.
Started it?
No, they were just part of the movement. You know what I mean? They didn't start it. They were just well
that
into
time,
the movement.
It was right
you know what I mean?
Time when it happened.
And I remember being a young kid watching my uncles and you know the guys they dated, and even when they guys weren't around, the way they talked about the guys, right? Yeah. And then I would hear that, and I'd be like, "Fuck all of that." And that's really kind of helped me to be a giver, right? Because I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to be that guy. Like, these niggas that come around, and I can see these niggas in these Cadillacs and these, you know, they got money. They got money and shit. Does that make it, so you're a giver, makes you a simp? Yeah, so if you're a giver in the bedroom, you're a simp?
Oh, no, I thought you was talking about giver, like giving them money.
No. I don't know. Fucking that. That's not the giver that I'm talking about. I'm talking about like you think you're a fucking big boss ass nigga. Like you're the ladies' man and all this shit. Okay. But when you're not around, they talk about how weak your fucking game, you know, your bedroom game is and shit. You know, and they like they're like, he not doing what he's doing. Sure, he'll give me some money. This, but that nigga's.
So how does this play into you not wanting dark skinned women on your side?
Because I feel like any women that's high that fits that mold, dark skin, light skin, white. Orange and Spanish, they'll say that.
Nah, I think so. Again, I think so. So put it this way: I think the lighter you get on the spectrum, you could get more catered to, right? Like you could get more sugar mommery, right? Like you know what I mean? Like you could be, yeah, you could be rich and well to do.
So you're saying the dark skinned ones are ruthless and just want their own, but the light skinned ones, rich ones, want to give their stuff away.
They're more willing to, right? They're more willing ridiculous. To be caretakers.
Yeah,
they're willing to be more like, hey, like
I see white women now that are high career women talk about the same problems, like because of my career, men find me intimidating, blah 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 blah. Like, and those are white women, not black, not dark skinned, beautiful white women.
When do you interact with white women?
I live in a white area, and then I also I'm talking about white.
I mean, at the grocery store. So what is this? I mean, because I know, like you know, I know you run up on construction workers and ask them questions and shit. And, you know, I mean, just random.
I'm talking about when
was it that he said it was a new trend?
The fucking no,
where,
like
people
no,
weren't owning houses.
Yeah,
no,
nobody's gonna be owning houses.
Yeah, niggas are just gonna be renting.
This is just walking up to the fucking.
I'm not.
Can
renting.
I speak to the foreman, please?
I'm talking. I'm supposed, that example I'm talking about was white women online that talk white. High earning women online that talk about having a hard time dating. That's what I'm talking about.
So where are you seeing this at? So what, does G Money know you're online talking to white high earning women looking for
I'm
dating?
Saying there
sound
are,
like you talk to them.
Right. Come on, my nigga. Like,
they are volunteering this information.
Oh, okay.
To your profile?
To online, and then it just happens. In
so you don't know these people is what you're
no, saying. No, I'm not saying I know, but I'm saying.
So they could be men.
Oh, God.
What?
I mean, like, so again, like.
I guess nowadays, yeah. Nowadays.
Nowadays.
Yeah.
This has been a days.
I mean, yeah, that's just over with, man.
Mental tail.
Luckily, everybody in this room speaks for somebody, has somebody that speaks for them, because that shit is over with. Whatever we were thinking, we were joking Jake's move about a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That's no more.
Right.
It's you're not going to be able to tell the difference between some of these. They
no.
Just,
and that's just a thing now, right? Like, online dating is, I mean. Manti Te'o was a fucking big deal, right? Like, and I know no one even talks about him anymore.
Yeah.
But that nigga got catfished. I mean, I remember the show. That was pretty good. I used to love watching Catfish.
Not a good show. Go ahead.
But it was because, again, you would watch these people that were interacting with people thinking one thing, and then when they would get busted, it's almost like Cheaters. When you get the fucking, the climax of, oh, here we are at the house of the person who you thought you was talking to, but look at this motherfucker now, and it's like someone totally different.
Well, the problem is that the reason why it was so acceptable is because now everyone is a catfish. Every single woman ever. Yeah. Well, there are no pictures that are not
no,
doctored
these,
anymore.
These filters, these AI.
There are none.
Yeah.
So every woman.
Ain't no one putting out.
Every woman. Yeah. 100% of women are catfishing.
Yeah.
100%. Probably 110%.
Yeah.
Seriously, they're using filters. They're using a lot of. I mean,
AI editing. Yeah,
look at all those videos they got of people doing like the makeup things where they're like fucked up, And then they go through the little foundation and they put the stuff on there. And then when they get done, they look like everybody else.
And that's in real life. Like they're real life AI in you. Like they're doing it with makeup and whatever. And it's like, well, when that shit sweat off.
Well, but see, that's the thing though, right? There has to be an end game. It's just that they don't give a fuck. So they're going to do all that with you up to the point where you actually meet them. And then when you get there and you're talking to them, you're dancing or whatever you're doing, and you start recognizing that's not how the bitch really looks.
Right.
They're hoping that you'll be like, you know what? I'm already here. Let's just, you know, let's just do this.
Listen, and I understand that theory 100%.
But that's because, all of them.
Because I used to know a nigga. I had a friend who was a felon, and he never told anybody on his applications.
Yeah.
And his whole process was like, if I do, I'm not going
to. In the job.
Right. By the time if they do catch me, maybe I have, you know, interacted with them enough or performed good enough or proven myself to where they're like, listen. This has come to our attention.
Right.
But, however, based off of your performance and then what we know you as a person.
we really like you.
Right.
But you're still fired.
And that was his hope.
It's
like,
right,
at least you might have a shot, right? Like, at least you might have an opportunity to say, listen, we understand why you didn't, you know, you could drag and say, I thought that was not on my record no more, whatever the fuck.
Nah, Vic, come talk to us in the office, Vic. Like, my name's not Vic. Yeah, it is. Come on, Vic.
And I mean, he got jobs. You know what I mean? And I understood it because it makes sense. Like, why are you going to shoot yourself in the foot before you ever get an opportunity? And maybe you do find quote-unquote blood. Yeah, no, for sure.
When it comes to dating women, that sucks.
Yeah, no, because the dating period, right?
Because the onus becomes on the guy then to, now you're an asshole.
Yeah,
because
again, I'm superficial.
Yeah, now
I'm
you're shallow an asshole. How. You lied to me the entire time we were talking on the phone. Every single picture I ever saw of you was a 70% better picture than what you really look like.
You posted some shit like that, right? Where that chick was like, she was mad about the dude not agreeing with how she looked after the fact.
Yeah.
And it was like, yo, wait a minute. You're doing this video and then you showed the fucking video you posted to this nigga, like, get the fuck out. That's not
even. What are you doing if you show up and it's like that? What are you doing?
Nah, like, so again, if we wake up in the morning, like, we hop in the shower and we fuck or something and all that shit melts off.
No. Let's say you got, for 3 months, you've been back and forth with this chick on Instagram or whatever. Every picture looks a certain way. Every video she sends you nudes, everything.
You lied to me.
But then you get there to the restaurant and you sit down and it's not her.
No.
It's her, but it's not her.
Nope.
You're going to cuss her out?
Nope. I'm not cussing her out. I'm just not paying for a meal.
How do you handle it? Give me the details.
I'll be like, listen, I don't, you know, I'm going to pull up the pitch and be like, what happened? Like, why, what was this?
You know what happened.
I get it. But again, so I just want to make sure that you understand what I saw. We talked about the quantum shit. When we're both looking at it, right. I want us to both see the same slits.
Yeah, but okay, yeah. But we're past that. You know she's lying. She knows that you know she's lying.
Well, again, I'm
so
not.
So then how do you handle it? What do you do?
We can finish eating because I'm not an asshole and I'm not opposed to having.
Are you
going to
pay?
For mine.
Wow.
I'm going to pay for mine.
So y'all are Dutch now?
No, because you lied.
Are you going to let her know that before y'all eat? Like, hey, we can still make this a Dutch. Or are you just going to start eating?
No, yeah, I'm gonna just depend on how much she order. If she gets real crazy, then I might just be like, this is on you. So even at that point, I might even just pay for it, to be honest with you, because it's a Dutch. Because
you're not an asshole.
Right.
So then when she's like, hey, so.
Nope. Nope. Because this is the thing. Just like that first fucking company I was trucking with that lied. The recruiter fucking said one thing when I got through orientation and did all that other shit. It was something different. We are not starting off a relationship based off lies. You can't start lying to me before we even get started. Like,
you told the truth of everything you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
To get the job?
Or whatever.
Yeah.
On the date or whatever. Like, when y'all are talking, you never, not even a white lie.
About what?
I don't know. I don't know what you've been lying about.
I don't got enough to lie about.
You've lied so many times on this show. Not this episode, but just period. Since we've been doing this. This will be 10 years, by the way, listeners.
Yes, sir.
On the 17th or the 14th or one of them. I think it's 714. Yeah, whatever. Between the 14th and the 17th, this is 10 years, bro. God.
I may have lied a couple times.
Shit.
And it's just for
11 times a day or something like that?
Like Fredreggie said, for show purposes only. You know what I mean? He's not really gay. He just does it for show purposes only.
You're not really gay? Anyway,
I was never gay.
Oh, okay.
Never. He's like, never.
So, you know, speaking of the show and going through different episodes, whatever, you've made it. There was a point where you had everybody in the Slack basically saying, I didn't know what the fuck I was talking about. I pretend like I really know shit and I just go with it.
No.
Tell me what it is. Tell me what it is.
What it is that you're like a master.
No, you are. This is about to be some evil shit. I can already tell. Because nobody say master.
No, you're
that's evil.
You're a master at projecting confidence, regardless of what you know in regards to the situation you're speaking about.
I thought you were about to say he's a master of knowing a bunch of different things.
No.
I remember when
it first really dawned on me, it was like some drug use shit, right? Like, and you were just talking so confidently.
You don't think I've ever used drugs?
No, yeah, again, not like the shit we were talking about, right? Like, and I was like, wait a minute. And I'm arguing with your ass, and I'm like,
this nigga don't do that shit.
Just wait a minute.
I've been
in them streets, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't saying I had a rubber band tied around my arm, but I done been out there in them streets, and I done been around some fucking drugs, right?
Like, I have.
And then I asked you, though, have you? And you're like, nope. And then I was like, have you this? Nope. And I'm like, see, this is the problem. The way you sounded, like, if you didn't know any better,
yeah.
Like, you were a fucking shmee on this bitch. Like, you were definitely a subject matter expert on these drugs,
right,
that you don't do or haven't done.
Yeah.
And so I was like, yeah, I guess that's the thing.
When you're talking about these dark-skinned women that you've seen.
See, this is funny because I have interactions. Again,
I don't know if you're subject matter expert.
You cut me off because you know you're full of shit, right?
You just
got through going on a 45-minute diatribe about dark-skinned women's boss bitch attitude.
When it applies to all women that are boss bitches.
No, it doesn't.
I'm trying to figure out where you get this information from. Like, did you ever date one? Like, nah.
I just seen him in my family. I never said nah. I have dated.
You are so full of shit.
So when you say dated, so again, I haven't dated a lot. I fucked. But that's not the same as dating, right?
You had people that I've never had a real conversation with. Like, we only talked in Slack. You had people in Slack, like, arguing me down that I don't know what the fuck I'd be talking about.
No, all they were saying is that, listen, there's been times where Be Honest has been, like, talking some shit and everybody's, like, nodding their head. Like, oh, yeah, French Reggie style. And then it's like, then we ask, okay, well, what is your expert experience in this background? None.
Yeah.
Okay, well, damn it. Like, that kind of throws a guy out there.
I don't think there's anything that I don't have experience in. So, look, do you know what the Dunning-Kruger effect is?
No.
Would you mind looking it up, French, so we can get a real definition of it?
Say that word again.
The Dunning-Kruger effect.
Is that like snorting cocaine?
No, nothing like snorting cocaine.
Okay.
I think you'll be tickled when you hear this definition. I want to make sure we get the definition so it's the exact, like... Yeah,
it is a cognitive bias in which people with limited competence in a particular domain overestimate their abilities.
So that's what you're really calling me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because first off, I'm going to admit, there's certain words that he said that I was 100% sure what he said.
Say it again, French.
Let me read it, please, French, because we heard your version.
But I don't hear it in English.
Yeah.
What if you read in French Reggie's voice? I would never get anything, dog. Ever. I would never understand.
Is that your inner voice?
Yeah, I would never understand any fucking thing. Like, I fucking hate this place. Like,
people I talk to say I don't got an accent.
They don't even hear an accent.
It was only you guys.
They never even notice an accent. Like, what? You just rolled some stuff that I don't even roll.
A cognitive bias in which people with limited competence in a particular domain overestimate their abilities. It was first described by Justin Kruger and David Dunning. Oh, this is recent, in 1999. So this is like turn of the millennia. This is not that. This is this whole thing. Some researchers are also include the opposite effect for high performers. Their tendency to underestimate their skills. In popular culture, the Dunning-Kruger effect is often misunderstood as a claim about general overconfidence of people with low intelligence instead of specific overconfidence of people unskilled at a particular task.
I don't think you're saying that. I think you think that I'm not unintelligent.
Right.
But you're saying that I just be lying about what I really know a lot about.
On certain things. Like you, because again, I don't think.
No, don't certain things me now,
no,
nigga.
No. Shut the fuck up.
This has been years.
No, because
you've been calling me a Dunning-Kruger.
No, because there's been things. I haven't been calling you a Dunning like Kruger.
Calling me DK.
But there's nothing. I am. And I'm not even. I'm not embellishing. I'm not trying to whatever. I don't think I've ever heard you speak
and say I don't know.
No. Not that you don't know, but non-confidently about any subject that you're talking about. Now, great. That could mean that you know something about everything.
That's what French was getting to.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that, French. This asshole here is like, nah, not that.
But my thing is, even what's wrong with talking with confidence? I feel like you should always talk like that, even if you don't know.
Well, come on. Well, then what is that? Then that's a Dunning-Kruger thing is what you're saying.
Yeah, but here's the problem, right? All this is bullshit.
Right.
Again, it's happening. The fabric of our existence is turning to bullshit.
Yeah.
This whole idea of Dunning-Kruger effect is bullshit. Okay, so for instance, if that's the case, right? Let's just say Dunning-Kruger is something that I suffer from.
Right.
Right?
Dunning-Krugerism.
Yeah, let's say that I suffer from that, right? You used the drug example.
Right.
So who would be the person who's not suffering from Dunning-Kruger if they talk confidently? Give me a person, not an idea of a person, but an actual person. Would it be you?
Yeah, no, I would think that I'm the opposite of the Dunning-Kruger because any situation that I don't feel 100% confident.
No. We're talking specifically about the drug use, whatever, the drug thing.
No, not about drugs.
Okay, so then why were you on me about if you didn't know as much as I did?
So you say the opposite of the Dunning-Kruger.
No, I didn't. I said, so
okay, let me hear it.
If I'm exhibiting Dunning-Kruger side effects or whatever, I'm not actually a subject matter expert, so there's no reason why I should be speaking confidently. Who is a person that could speak confidently about that?
Me.
You. Okay.
Yeah, so for sure, when it comes to drugs.
When you talk confidently, you're not exhibiting Dunning-Kruger.
No, I'm speaking from experience.
Okay, so here's my problem. Do you believe that, and this is why the world is all bullshit, this is all bullshit.
Right.
So do you believe that you're the smartest when it comes to drugs? Do you think that you have all the answers when it comes to drugs? That's a yes or no question.
I said no.
So then how the fuck aren't you suffering from Dunning-Kruger too then? Because there's people who know way more than you about drugs, but you're speaking just as confidently as I am. The only difference is you have two more degrees of experience.
Right.
So then how are you not suffering from Dunning-Kruger? And guess what? The person who knows more than you, how are they not suffering? And to be honest, the person who knows the most, whoever that person could be, how would we even know who that person is? How do we know that that's
Tyrone Biggins?
So there's 7 million people that are suffering. You're one of them. You thought you weren't just a second ago, but now you realize that eat your ass up too, right? So hold on.
It depends though, right?
No, it doesn't.
It does.
How?
So I think it all depends on the room, right? Like, so again, if I'm
Dunning-Kruger doesn't matter about the room.
It's just,
come on, this is a period. A person who doesn't know as much as they think they do, but they know a little, they know something, and it makes them, I hate to use this because I think it's the dumbest thing, enough to be dangerous. I hate that phrase. But only because Jay Smoove uses it all the time incorrectly. This nigga be at job interviews and he's something he don't know about. He like, so do you know about such and such?
Just
like,
enough to be.
I know enough to be dangerous. First of all, nobody's gonna hire you for that. All the time. That's his interview. Like when we're practicing for interviews, he says that shit. I know enough to be dangerous. But I'm saying, okay, so if somebody's hiring you, you're telling them that you don't know shit about it,
except enough
to fuck up what they got. Do you really think they're going to hire you if you're saying I know enough to be dangerous?
No.
I don't want a dangerous nigga who don't know this shit where I'm hiring you for. That's so dumb. Anyway, but no. The point I'm making, though, is that Dunning-Kruger has to exist in a vacuum, but it doesn't because the world is not a vacuum. So then who's the most knowledgeable person is the only one who's not suffering? Because what if you know a little bit less than him and you're really confident, but that one thing you didn't know that he knew, you said it, and now they're like, oh my God, Dunning-Kruger.
Well, no, because again, so let's just put this on like a fucking educational basis,
okay.
Right? Like, so if you are someone who studies, I don't know, fucking anthropology, right? And you have a fucking master's in it, so you know a lot.
Yeah.
But there's also a nigga that's fucking, you know, got a master's in it, but then he's also fucking traveled and seen shit, right? That fucking knows, you know.
So the person with the master's is suffering from Dunning-Kruger?
It's not. No, I would say they are not.
The person who has a master's and traveled, then are they suffering from Dunning-Kruger?
No, that's
so
what I'm
neither
saying.
One of them are.
Right.
You're saying if you are educated on the topic, you're not suffering from
it. Right.
Oh, so I'm educated on the topic about drugs, though.
Yeah, but not its usage.
I think so. I think I've read enough to You have the theory down. Here's my problem. I'm glad
But the theory, you know, theory versus fucking real life. What are we talking about, bro?
No, what are we talking about? Either you're knowledgeable or you're not.
But theory is not the same. So lab is not the same thing as fucking practical.
So you can't just study it. You have to have done it.
Yes.
What are you just making this up, bro?
No, especially a topic like drug.
You're making this up.
You can't really do it. What do you mean you can't really do it?
So
tell us about crack, bro. Tell us about crack.
I'm saying if you are studying drugs, you're a scientist, you're not going to do the drugs. Now, you might give it to a lab rat.
So, let me, we call it a crack expert. No.
He's never tried crack, but he's the expert in this court case. How does he get to be the crack cocaine expert if he's never tried crack by your rules?
So French Reggie is full of shit right now. Okay, stop. Because you're still on, you're right now on your Be Honest.
Just you.
Because he's on his Be Honest agreement shit right now.
I'm right.
And I get it. Whatever. You may be, but it wouldn't matter to him because he doesn't fucking give a fuck.
All I ask is the same question.
I'm asking you, right? So you have had experience with fucking shrooms, right?
Yeah.
Multiple, right? Where you've taken and you've seen shit.
Me too.
So you're gonna allow somebody who has never fucking taken shrooms tell you the effect and what shrooms does?
If it's somebody that studied it or did hella research on it, read on it.
What?
Yes.
How can you tell me? You don't know. You haven't been there. That's like when I fucking moved out here. I had heard a fucking and people had told me and I had read on what the fucking South was about. Then I fucking moved out here.
Hold on, don't change.
But the South is about that too.
Please don't go to another. We're talking about something. The South now. Mm-hmm. We're talking about drugs. Stay there, please, so we can make this make sense. French Reggie has what's the most you've ever done?
7 grams.
7 grams. But there are people who've done 10 grams. So French Reggie can't say shit because there's a 10 gram person. So where's the line? You see what I'm saying?
French Reggie can say some shit because he can talk confidently about
7 grams. He can't talk confidently about 10.
He can talk confidently about... It doesn't matter about the dosage, right?
Fuck it doesn't, because I microdose. I never talked to the trees, my nigga. We both took mushrooms. I've never talked to a tree. This nigga was butt naked with his mom in the forest talking to trees.
I was not butt naked.
You know what I'm saying? So we've both took the same thing.
It was great.
I have experience taking mushrooms. French Reggie has experience taking mushrooms. I'm not inexperienced. Right. I've done it. Right. I've just never talked to a fucking plant. So therefore, I'm suffering from Dunning-Kruger again because I don't know shit about the trees, but I did take mushrooms. I know how that feels. I just don't know how it feels to think a tree is talking back to me.
I feel you.
My point is, I see what you're saying.
And
my point is, though, is that it's all bullshit.
Right.
Because the reason why this even came up, Joe Rogan did an episode with
Terrence Howard and Eric Weinstein,
right?
Yeah.
Eric Weinstein is a
mathematician.
Somebody who we could consider an expert.
Right.
Education-wise. He's got the credentials. He's got the experience in that field. He's respected among other people in that field, right? Right. But the problem I have, though, is that what we all know about science is that we don't know shit about science.
Right.
So if you're an expert and you admit you don't know shit, how dare you talk down on somebody else if you don't really know shit either? You know this much, and this is the if humans in all know this much,
right,
and you know just a little bit less than that, then you are very knowledgeable to the limit of understanding of humans.
Right.
But all this could be full bullshit. So many things get debunked every day. You're an expert in it right now, but in a week, when you find out that that thing's not true, now what are you? Are you still an expert?
So
you learned the same time I did that shit you thought was wrong. But now we're not equals. We're not equal now. You're still more of an expert, even though everything you built your doctorate on, your dissertation was written on some shit that wasn't real. You see what I'm saying?
So I've watched fucking Bonanza and I've read long arm fucking novels but I talking to somebody who fucking owns a fucking ranch and a farm, right? Like, how can I talk to, you know, again, I've heard about some shit, I've read some shit and I've whatever, but you've lived it. I think living
Bill Gates owns more real estate than anybody. You think he knows how to farm, till a land? I guarantee he doesn't. Yeah. That doesn't mean anything. So that's what I'm saying.
He's not really growing apples.
That's what I'm saying. Like he doesn't even know software.
He just knows patents.
The buy-in for being an expert is ridiculous because sometimes it's stuff like Bill Gates, where right. he owns more land than anybody, but he doesn't know shit about land.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think he does. I don't think that if I gave him my backyard and said, "This all you got, bro," he had to just create back. I don't think he could create a bustling ecosystem in
right.
my backyard.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right, because, you know, I just saw some shit with, what's his name? Fauci, where this nigga is basically...
Oh, my God. The biggest of all the fucking idiots.
Yeah, right,
he hasn't accomplished shit.
No, but like his expertism, and his expertise, and now he's saying like, hey, you know, like if you hear him talk now, after the fact, he's like, hey, you know...
I said that?
You're right. Like, I was just going off of the science at the time, like, you know, the available information and this, that, and the other, right? Like, he's definitely crawdadding...
But a few months ago, he was considered the expert. And that's the point I'm trying to make.
Making laws.
Dunning-Kruger is a bunch of bullshit that's synonymous with all the bullshit in this world. They want you to believe that you're not smart at something. They're the experts. But if you look at it, like, nigga, y'all know 1% of science.
Right.
And y'all are the geniuses. Yes, you know what? Like when they were talking, I didn't know what the fuck either one of them were talking about. Terrence Howard or Eric Weinstein.
Was Terrence Howard able to hold his own?
I felt like he was.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
People were saying, oh, he showed him how he's not so smart.
I was like,
he was keeping up.
Yeah, to the point where Eric was like, yo, we just got to change how you talk because you just be teaching.
That's basically what he was saying. He's like, you're saying some of the words wrong. You're saying some of the words wrong and you're using words that have a different meaning and people are tuning out. Right then, they're not giving you a chance to hear anything else you're saying because it's like being in the wrong hood wearing the wrong color.
Right.
It's like we're not even going to give you a chance. You might be a great person.
Right.
And then also Terrence was speaking in metaphors, like when he was saying like one times one, the two shit. He was like, that's a more of a metaphoric
to say that the math has got a problem.
You know what? Why are you to the side? I'm just asking.
He's trying to talk to you too. But okay. Look though, so the point I wanted to make though is that. Another time now, maybe y'all don't see it, but we're pulling back the layers here, and we see, oh, it's the Wiz. It's the fucking guy behind the curtain. And this Dunning-Kruger shit is just them trying to keep people out.
Yeah.
We're the experts, but y'all don't know about one. Like, science is so undeveloped. It's the most probably underdeveloped thing that we have, because we know that we don't know anything.
Well, it's funny you said that because it really, when we talked to, I think it was last week, about like, you know, content versus happiness or all these things, or like, you know, and people were talking about, you know, the back in the day type shit, and we were doing all of that type of like, why is that a thing? Like, right. Why is most people thinking that? And I really felt like I understood it now. It's the ignorance part, right? Like, again, I think that the ignorance is bliss, which I feel like, we are more knowledgeable now as a society in general than we are, or at least we have access to knowledge. I don't know if we're born knowledgeable because, again, there's so much of it now. There's so much
fucking,
like, right, there's so many red herrings. You don't know what the fuck is real anymore, right? Like, but there was a time where there was a consensus, and I think we were all blissfully ignorant about certain things, right? And to the point where we were happy because we didn't know. And I think the more you know about shit and then realize, well, because I know what's really this and I understand that I can't do anything about it, right? Like, there's nothing I can do to change this shit. This shit's fucked up and it's whatever. And I think it adds to that dystopian fucking vibe of a future that, you know, that Orwellian fucking type of shit, like, it's not going to end well. Like, we're headed down this fucking despair because I know what's really going on now. And I see what's really happening, whether it's in politics or just the fucking world. Like, I was watching Archer. I don't know if you guys are familiar with Archer.
The cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking hilarious. But one of the things they talked about was this fucking giant floating fucking island of plastic in the Pacific, right? So it made me look it up. And it's only one of five. Now, granted, the one in the Pacific is the largest one. And you talked about the sea fucking...
Turtles and shit.
No, what's the documentary you talked about?
Oh, Seaspiracy.
Yeah, Seaspiracy, and it's fucking...
You haven't watched it yet?
I still haven't watched
Why?
It.
Why?
Because I'm afraid. I don't want to be depressed, man.
You don't want to not eat fish again?
Yeah, I just don't want to... Yeah, like...
How often do you eat fish?
A lot now. Oh, like, that's... Yeah.
So don't watch it.
Yeah.
Because you'll feel like I'm an asshole for doing this.
Yeah, and then, like, that's the thing. Like, I was watching fucking... there's a lot of things that ruin it for me, right? Like, I was just watching fucking Ted Lasso, and they went down into the sewers in fucking London, and they were talking about, you know... He's using it for a metaphor, but he's like, well, where does this go? Like, you know, where are we sending this to? And he's like, to a treatment plant, and then we dump it back into the ocean. You know what I mean? And then the fish eat it, and it's like, what the fuck? Okay.
You're in season one?
Two.
Oh, so did you get to the part where he does, like, the entire Allen Iverson
practice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. I think it's a cool series for sure. I like it. Echo 3, you recommend?
You're not going to like the ending. Go ahead.
Oh.
What's okay. it? Echo 3 is bad?
No, it's just slow a little bit.
Seriously?
For me. Yeah, it's just a little bit.
This is the Navy SEAL shit?
Yeah.
It's
slow? With the kidnapped sister?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little slow.
Okay.
For me. I mean, like, as far as, I don't know, maybe I was expecting some more, but yeah, there's a lot of, like, I think I'm on part 3, and I'm just like, can we get to some shit yet? Like, I mean, this bitch is still kidnapped. Like, can we get her or don't get her or something? I don't know.
They got to do a whole season. I mean, you know, they probably like, shit, we got 6 more episodes to go. But, this ain't going to rescue her in the set episode 2?
But the fucking, you know, researching that fucking land of plastic out there in the ocean is fucking larger than Rhode Island. Yeah. Like, it's just fucking, like, we're destroying the world, really, right? Like, and you see this. Well, I mean, you can't live like that. You talk about fish. Like, you used to be able to eat fish. Now you're talking about, like, if you watch
this. That's not the problem with the sea, bro. You need to watch The Spirit. Now I say you got to watch it again.
Okay.
It ain't that fucking plastic. It's that's probably 0.3% of the problem.
What is this, the oil we throwing in there?
No, it's the fact that there are ships that go out, and it's called, I think, dredging, maybe? Basically, this net is bigger than this house. And they just push it down to the bottom of the ocean, and they just go across the ocean. And everything that gets in that net, they pull up on the boat, and the things that they want, they keep. And the ones they don't, they just kill or whatever.
So what's that have to do with me eating fish, though? What about the ones that don't get dragged? I mean, what's wrong with them?
Well, that's all of them, though. I think something like there's like 20% of the Earth's, 20% of the ocean's life is still there.
Just 20%.
And yeah. The 80% we killed?
Yes.
I thought most of the fishes we eat is like farm fishing. It's like the niggas do grow them in a lab.
No. And
or like farm them in a lab.
No. But it's not just, you're going to have to watch it. Now right. I think you should watch it again. But that's just one part of it. But we're taking away the entire population of the sea.
Really? Mm. So there's only 20% of them niggas left?
It's ridiculous. Like, and when you do watch it, you're going to be like, oh man, this is really depressing. Because the biggest problem with it is
if 20% humans are gone, the whole shit changes.
Even if you took the fish out of it,
right?
Like we're not talking about fish dying that don't deserve to die or whatever,
right?
What is really bad about it is like the Walmartization of it. So there are certain fish companies that do this. What about the small fishermen? Mm. There's nothing left in the ocean to catch. Imagine,
right?
Yeah, like, you know, we went down and went deep sea fishing or whatever. Right. That's not a place where they fish. That's probably gamed. It's probably zoned for gaming.
Right, for like non-commercial shit.
Right, so they can't even go in there. But in the places where they do fish, it's all the fish are gone, bro. All of the fish. Mm. And so then how do you make a living if you're a fisherman? And these big companies come in and drag the bottom of the ocean. Yeah, but who wants to be if you own a fishing boat, who wants to be the guy that now works for a huge corporation and gets a quarter of what they were supposed to get?
It goes back to that example we had talked about with the fishermen and the
two fishes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got to watch it. It's going to fuck you up. I know it will.
I know it will.
And it's not just that. It's terrible. There's so much shit that we're doing wrong to the ocean.
Well, again, like I said, there's 5 of these things, right, out in the ocean. Like in the world oceans, right? There's five
clumps.
Plastics. Yeah, the one in the Pacific is the largest,
right?
And it's fucking, you know, larger than Rhode Island. It's fucking, you know, like half of the size of Texas. And there's this guy that's swimming. He's gonna swim around it, right? Like this is like, I don't know, like he's gonna protest or he's doing like a, you know, what's that young chick that's fucking...
Greta Thunberg?
Yeah, like he's like a Greta, but he's doing his Greta protest, and his whole thing is he's going to...
Swim around it?
Swim around this whole fucking thing.
Unbothered. That does not bother me at all.
Like I mean,
him doing that makes no difference to my day.
Again, yeah. I mean, he's going to be in great shape, right, obviously.
Maybe.
No, if you can swim around the fucking size, something the size of Rhode Island.
A paddle board or something.
No, I think he's swimming it. Well, and I mean, think, and the problem was, like, the shark, there was like a shark following him for like, so... It's just,
he's already doing it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like he's out there. He's just on his quest.
And the shark was hanging with him.
Yeah, trying to bring attention to him and shit like that. You know, to this whole island deal, right? And I'm just like,
that doesn't make me want to care.
I mean, just looking at it makes me want to fucking not want to use plastic as much. To be honest with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it does. Okay. Like, I mean, like, so I was at fucking Aldi and they had the option of plastic bags or paper bags. I chose a paper bag.
I would never choose paper over plastic.
Yeah, that's just going to break.
And I also would never choose a paper straw over a plastic straw.
No,
oh, paper straw is the worst.
The paper straw, the straw, we were talking about the straw. Again, that the straws are just the way to punish the regular person to make them feel like, you know, hey, there's a problem and you're doing your part. But the corporations are way worse. Like, my straw going into the ocean versus what fucking corporate America is doing to
I'm still trying to figure out why we're using straws, period, ever.
Because motherfuckers don't wash this. They don't wash shit good enough.
Like what? We don't wash
like
what?
The glasses. So when I'm
drink is still in the
exactly.
Cup.
You're drinking out. You're drinking out of the cup that you're saying is so dirty, but you won't put your lips on the cup
on the rim. Yeah,
you just put the straw in there. Same dirty ass cup. Make up your mind, bro. This is the dumbest. We do the dumbest shit.
It really we do. I last time I was out on the road, I was in the bathrooms, and it seemed like every bathroom, and it didn't matter if it was truck drivers, non-truck drivers, grown men, little boys, none of that. There was a fucking...
Women?
No, I didn't go in there. I didn't go in their bathroom. I did actually go in a woman's bathroom once.
Were you saying you were trans?
No, I just didn't know I was in the wrong bathroom until these two Asian chicks came in, and I was like, yo, when I first came in, I was like, where are the fucking stalls? Where are the urinals at? Why is there all doors? Mm-hmm. And then I'm in there washing my hands and shit, and they just have flipped the sides at this one. Like, normally it's to the right is the men and left is the women, so I went to the right. And I'm in there, and I'm like, why is there only fucking stalls?
So they flipped the signs and also took the urinals out of there?
Not the signs, just the sides. And I didn't pay attention.
They took the urinals out of there, though?
Yeah, there's no urinals in the women's
bathroom. So they were tricking you, and they took the urinals.
No, they weren't tricking me. I was actually...
How did they flop them? So they went in and did construction and removed the urinals.
So they just had the women's on the right-hand side, where typically the men's are on the right-hand side.
Oh, you're saying in a particular restaurant, or not restaurant, but in a particular truck stop.
Right.
Usually, men is on the left, women's on the right. But this one... Women was on the left and
right.
Was on the, okay, and I thought so you meant that you went to the same one this time.
No.
They had switched them.
Not the same one. It was a different one. And I went in there and I'm washing my hands. But at the time, I'm like, this motherfucker's in here. It's like nice and shit. Like they got a fucking seat over there in the corner. I'm like, this motherfucker's just doing it. And then I'm washing my hands and these two Asian ladies, I'm like, yo, am I in the wrong shit? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, oh, I'm out. Like, I'm glad there was no one else in here, like, while I'm in here washing my hands.
You better go to jail.
And I just fucking rolled. Yeah, no, seriously. I rolled out like, yo, let me hurry up and
you
get up out of here.
You should just play like a trans, bro.
No, I mean, if there
was too
legal...
late. No, you got to do that from the beginning. You can't just ease into trans, bro. You got to let them know up to, hey, I'm trans. Just want to let you know. I'm okay to be here.
You don't even have to change your voice. You just got to say, this is my belief.
No, that's like French Reggie trying to stay in America.
My belief.
It's not going to happen, bro.
You can.
Once they hear that nigga talk, it's not happening, bro. He got to go. So, same with you, man. You got to change your voice. Come on, man. You just got through spending three or four weeks telling him he got to play the part.
You're right, but I didn't know that again.
So, let's hear how your voice would be if you decided to do it.
For trans?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
That's terrible, bro.
Listen again.
There's way too much weight in that voice.
It's only what it is.
It's too hairy. That voice is too hairy, bro. Show him French. If you were in the bathroom, how would you tell him? I'm trans.
I'm trans.
See? You see that? How light his voice got? There's no weight on that anymore. I believe he's trans.
But the point was, I watched these motherfuckers come out of the bath, out of the toilet.
Yeah.
No hands washing. And so there's some that there's just like a hallway
that's
you walk
been a
down.
Thing.
I know, but what? Again, we just had a...
How do we get to the no hands washing?
So I was talking about the bathrooms, right? And
oh, okay.
I was talking about the guys and the girls, and I mean the guys and the men and the fucking truckers
and
all
no,
that.
Nobody washed their hands?
None. And then you think, okay, some of these truckers are nasty ass niggas, and I get that. But these are just regular people coming to get gas, and they're fucking coming out of the stall where you just were shitting and wiping your ass.
Right.
And you leave there, and you just walk straight on out. And it gets to the point where I don't even want to open like the cabinets to get my drink, right? Because I know what these motherfuckers are doing, right? They're coming out of here and then they're like, oh, let me grab a Sprite. And then they want to fucking touch that shit, right? And then it's like, come on, my nigga. Like,
So you got to take your stuff out of the cabinets.
Well, I have this little key thing. You see it.
That's how you open the cabinets?
I open all the doors like with this thing.
That's weird.
I know. I'd hook it and pull that shit up so I don't have to touch the bitches. That's why they make these motherfuckers.
Do you watch that?
No.
So that's got.
But no, it's one of those fucking metals that don't.
Sterile.
Yeah. It's constantly, you know, keeping itself right. But the.
That's what they say.
Yeah, that's what they say. You know what I mean? Listen, lab theory.
Why are we here?
But so, pandemic, right? Like, we just went through this shit. We're not that far away from it. But yeah, I remember.
I don't know why you expect the human beings to.
I think we're still in it, honestly.
Yeah, no, I think we definitely are.
There are people
in.
Who are still acting like we're in it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, still catching COVID, too.
Yeah, I know a guy just got over COVID.
I mean, and I think the next wave is, my problem is we're doomed. Soon. Yeah, like we're definitely going to have another something because these motherfuckers haven't learned shit. Like they really.
I think it's going to come right after election.
So, again, back before the plague, right, when they fucking had the bubonic plague and they were like, this is the big deal because, again, unsanitary, right? Like there's a lot of shit that happened. And before doctors decided like, oh, it's a good idea we wash our hands in between fucking patients and shit. Like there was like a understanding that, listen, just basic of rinsing our shit to get germs and shit off before we eat, before we perform surgery, before we do these other things, after we touch our asshole. Like, all of this shit isn't, you know, I thought that was like decades ago. Like, we've learned that, but it doesn't seem like people. And again, then you have this pandemic, and then you're like, okay, everybody's back on some new shit. Dude, sing the ABCs while you wash your hands for 20 seconds.
I'm
you
not
know
what I mean?
I mean, just put a good lather on that shit. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't use soap?
Yeah, I use soap. I wash my hands until I feel like it's good enough and I'm done. I'm not singing no damn song. I'm not cutting on a timer on my Siri. Like, that's ridiculous. All that's so ridiculous. But again, I think this still, it's not different than this Dunning-Kruger thing because I think that everything is bullshit.
Everything is.
Everything. And not even, there's nothing as serious as you are about yourself and your life and whatever. It's right. All still bullshit. Sorry, man.
No, I get it.
We're playing dress up every day of our life. We're just playing dress up, bro.
So what's the answer then to that?
Enjoy the little things. Enjoy the things that make life worthwhile.
Man, I think I may have started this show off in 10 years ago saying you got to carve out
that. Yeah. Just a little, yeah. Little slice.
Carve out a little bit of happiness, right. Man. You got 17 summers. I know it's more than that, but you're, you know, right. What I'm saying? You got 17 summers. Figure out a way to carve out a little happiness and let the rest of that shit go, man. Like, we're so caught up in what's your profession and what credentials do you have? And, man, none of that shit matters. None of it matters.
I agree with
Take
that.
Take care. Make sure you can pay your bills to where you can live comfortably.
Right.
And then don't worry about none of the rest of that shit. And that sucks. That's a real doomsday type way of looking at it, but.
It really is. But it's like, okay, I mean, what else? So you could spend your life fucking stressing about all the other shit.
There's somebody.
And worrying about all this other shit.
There's somebody who spent their life, dedicated their life to creating something that they cause such great things for people, right? It's going to disintegrate. I mean, it's going to disintegrate one day and it won't even matter. So like, what's the point even of that? It's just like, man, get your happiness. Find your happiness, make sure that it stays there,
right?
And fucking live out these days.
Yeah, man. 100 years from now, nobody's going to remember none of us. Do you remember your great-great-father?
I never knew.
Yeah, they're not going to remember us.
How many times you visited his grave?
Yeah. So again, I don't even
know. I don't know where the nigga's dead.
Yeah.
Where he's buried at.
I don't know. I don't even know my grandfather's grave is at,
even your house,
to be honest with
like
you.
Like 100 years from now, that house that you paid the 30-year mortgage, you did all that for, work 80-hour weeks to make sure it's paid.
And the problem isn't us. It's the problem is the people that are forcing you to think this is important.
Yeah.
They make you feel like this is so important. Oh, you got to do this. You got to make sure you're doing this. And all that stuff matters for right now.
Right.
But if you pull back a few thousand feet, it's like, this is, come on, man.
Well, that's one of the things I really liked when I first moved out here is that there was the sense of things that used to be, you know, whether it was an old house and you're like, oh, somebody used to live in that bitch, you know, probably maybe 50, 60, 70 years ago. And now you can see that, yeah, it's been reclaimed by the fucking land. But at some point, that was somebody's fucking home, right? Like that, they were using that to fucking exist. But now it's not. And now no one gives a shit, right? Like you said, like it's.
And that nigga probably fought tooth and nail to.
Yeah, I mean, he probably fucking built that shit by hand and, you know, whatever the fuck it took, you know. And then while they were there, it was everything. But fast forward to now, 2014, 15, when I first moved out here, you know what I mean? Like, that shit doesn't mean it. Nobody gives a fuck about that piece of land no more.
I just want to make sure I frame this correctly because I go through spells where I'm in positive places or negative. I'm in more of a negative place right now. So I do want to frame my feelings about this. That, yeah, I may be in a negative area of my life as opposed to a positive area.
Right.
So that could be why it's biased towards the doomsday idea of it. But it's not wrong.
Right.
There definitely is a lot of bullshit that we're pretending like is real.
It's funny because I always keep one foot in that area, whether it's like, you know, buying a fucking solar powered, you know, transistor radio or a fucking water filter, you know, to filter water or fucking ammunition every other week when I get paid and shit. You know, it's like, you know, I'm always kind of like thinking about that time when all of this shit may be needed.
You know what's crazy about the water thing though is you are gonna definitely die, because everybody that figures out how to beat the water that we have in the future, you won't be able to beat it. And when your filter messes up, you're dead. Everybody else will be okay.
What you mean?
So, like, if our water starts getting bad, right? It's gonna get bad
gradually.
Yeah, but it will happen quickly, but it'll still be gradual. There'll be some people who are able to adapt to it because they've gotten some of the antibodies in them from the negative shit that the water was doing, right?
Right.
But you might be filtered out, and then a year or two later when your filter gives out and there's nowhere you can buy a new filter, then what do you do?
Right. And then you can't adapt to this.
You're not used to the water. Everybody else is. The people who are still alive, the water's worked through them to now where they can, you know, they did Montezuma's Revenge.
I'm the Hawaiian. And they're James Cook.
Okay.
Right? So that was a thing, right? Like when the fucking white dude showed up to Hawaii and
we don't know this story. Is this a movie?
No, this is real life.
Oh, okay. Tell us. What is this story?
So back when Hawaii was colonized, when they first showed up, the indigenous people, a lot of them died off because they weren't, their immune systems weren't capable of handling the shit that the white people brought with them.
Right.
You know, and the white people were fine. Yeah. Because their immune systems had already adapted and, like you said, built up to it. And then they're bringing this straight to the island. Yeah. And it's just fucking the Hawaiians up.
I don't know, though, man. So I know we got to get out of here. But if you're a European and you come to America, how do you not kill people? And should you feel bad about the fact that, should you just never go anywhere? Like, do you stay in Europe so that you don't kill Native Americans?
Well, yeah, I think no, because I think that there's going to be the funny thing is, like, you think that, okay, sure, they lost, but I don't think that there was no attacking Indians, right? Like, there was Indians that attacked other Indians.
Right.
Right. Like, so to say that, like, they just saw white people and were like, let them chill. Like, you know, as long as they don't fuck with us, we're good. No, they were probably coming for you too, right?
And that's not the story that we're told. We're told that
I understand.
Native Americans were so happy and grateful.
Right.
They wanted to eat with us.
Right.
And we decided to turn on them and start killing them because they didn't understand.
We just wanted what they had.
Being greedy.
Right.
Yeah, and evil.
No.
We don't make anything. We just repurpose what other people do. Not us as white people.
Right. Yeah. And as far as Americans, right? Like, so we'll just say us as Americans.
Well, they weren't Americans. They were Europeans.
Yeah.
They became Americans.
And and that's a whole nother story.
I'm saying, though, do you really feel like Europeans should just not have come?
No.
I think there are people who feel like, stay in your country.
Experience it. I mean, you know, traveling and...
But
you
yet
know,
they moved from Milwaukee
is
to
the,
Atlanta.
Is the
Carry great, your ass back to Milwaukee.
Right. Is the great, like, how, you don't really know until you know. Like, again, that's what we talk about, the Dunning, Kenneth Dunning or whatever.
I guarantee y'all, all of y'all brought the terrible driving to Atlanta. We weren't terrible drivers in the 80s. And now it's terrible here.
It's horrible here.
That's y'all.
Nah, nigga.
No, go back to Milwaukee or Sacramento.
It's
or
horrible
Boston
here.
Or
it really is. I mean, it's
because of y'all.
These niggas out here, I watch them and I'm just like, what the
every day,
fuck?
Every day that I decide to drive 75, I swear, every time I decide to drive normal, somebody's flying through it's almost like a maze.
Like, what the fuck? Where are you going?
It'd be random cars through. It'd be like a fucking van. I'm like, why you doing?
Yeah, like I saw a lady in her Odyssey today doing it. I'm like, come on, bitch. Like,
yo,
again,
a Saab. Nigga, this still makes Saab? I didn't even know that.
I'm just understand. Sure, if you got a baby in the backseat, you headed to Emory or fucking
you got
Grady,
shit real bad.
Right? Man, look, all of that, right?
I get it.
Yeah, but all of this can't be... Everybody can't have an emergency.
Right.
Like, all y'all niggas ain't operating an emergency, and especially these niggas with these loud-ass fucking chargers or fucking, you know, whatever they got, these cars. I know you just doing it, nigga, for... There was a whole thing where there was on 285, there was an accident that I saw on social media where these motherfuckers had raced in... It's like 7 or 8 of these niggas' cars have been totaled.
God damn.
Yeah, niggas be racing for no reason.
And I saw it the other day. Hurt? Yeah, no, they were all standing outside of their cars and shit.
I would
like
to have seen that then. But not since they didn't get hurt.
Yeah, and there was one where I watched them. Like, they're doing this shit on the freeway, and they're all slowing up. and they're making everybody slow up, and then they let cars and like the traffic in front of them all go, and there's like six or seven of them, and then all of a sudden they all start like the fucking scene from Cars where the fucking Mexican cars are rolling around. It's
you
like,
even do cartoons. I like it. So no, today, no, two cartoon references today. Cars Archer, and Archer. Yeah.
Bro.
He started the episode, second one. What a movie reference.
Bro, yeah, I know. If you haven't seen it yet, I recommend highly.
We Cars? Talk, everybody's no, no, no. seen Cars.
Inside Out 2.
Inside Out, bro.
Two. That two. Shit just came out.
Yeah. Bro, come on. Inside Out is sad. I'm not watching two.
So, listen.
What, she's a teenager now or something?
She is a teenager going through puberty. Weird. So there's different emotions, you understand, right? And I'm telling you right now.
I already know if it's a kid's movie these days, it's got trans and gay shit all through it.
No, there wasn't a lot of that in there. Yeah, and that was surprising. But the thing about it is that it, in the movie theater, so I went to fucking, what's that, the one where you eat and recline?
Whoa, movie sorry. Grill? Studio Movie Grill? Bro,
what yeah. the fuck are we doing?
Movie Tavern.
You don't have any kids.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, you went to go watch Inside Out to the movie?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
So again,
it's a good movie.
So in the theater, but I'm telling you right now, there are more adults. There are more adults than there were
we
kids.
Went to Studio Movie Grill. It's only going to be adults. Right, nobody's going to bring little shit. Kids to Studio Movie Grill.
It was sold out, packed. Right? And then there was towards the end, without any spoiler alerts, there was this Asian lady next to me sobbing.
You with the Asian ladies today.
You and Asian people. You be around a lot of Asians.
Huh? Sobbing. She was... wiping her tears.
The first one was sad, right?
You went to the Alpharetta one?
Nah, off of La Vista.
Yeah. Anyway, so...
We were everywhere today.
Well, yeah.
Jamie Mack show.
You didn't even get your topic yeah, out. That's why I just skipped you. Because you were never going to do it.
Yeah. Ooh, was there in there?
Yeah, there were topics in there, but...
I know, but...
I wanted to talk about the Dunning-Kruger thing.
Right, so let me go back to what number one.
It's a big one, too. It was never even brought up, so don't even say it. We'll just bring it up on another episode, I guess, in the future. That was the one I thought was going to take up the majority of the time.
This nigga,
and he was talking about going to another planet.
No, that's his topic.
No, he's talking about you. He's talking about going to another planet.
I kept trying to bring you back. I kept trying to bring you back so I could segue, but you know.
And I was like, fuck it. I'm just.
Yeah, because I had never. In that topic, I don't even know what that word means.
Which one?
The word, it's the third one. Tail say. I don't know what the fuck that means.
In his? Yeah. What's the word? Don't worry about it. We'll talk about it in that episode. Listeners, we appreciate Asian. You guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go out to the website where you can check out all the shows on the network. This is going to be coming out. This one won't be. The next episode is going to be our 10-year
anniversary. Yes.
It will come out the week of our 10-year anniversary.
Hey.
So, we take Cash App. We take...
It's a little bitter sad
gift cards.
That Smooth isn't around to be part of that.
Oh, man. We should bring Smooth in, but I don't know if we can for this.
Yeah. No, I don't think he's probably fucking somebody.
Yeah. Anyway, keep supporting us, keep interacting with us, and we'll keep bringing the nonsense because we realize that sometimes people just need to laugh. Till next time.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.